Joe Biden lobbies to preserve border program used by LAC and Riley's accused illegal alien killer, Let's Get It Done. By John Binder on February 26, 2024. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to pass a Senate bill to preserve a program at the United States-Mexico border that the illegal alien charged with murdering 22-year-old LAC and Riley used to get into the United States. This week, Biden sent out a series of statements aimed at members of Congress, calling on the House and Senate to approve legislation crafted by Senators James Lankford, R.O.K., Kyrsten Sinema, Ayaz, and Chris Murphy, D.C.T., that fizzled out following backlash. Months ago, I instructed my team to begin working with bipartisan lawmakers to fix our immigration system, Biden wrote on Twitter. They did a hell of a job, and together, we put forward some of the most fair reforms ever. Speaker Johnson, it's time to call a vote and send this bill to my desk. Look, our bipartisan border deal is the strongest our country has ever seen, another post from Biden reads. It includes the most fair and humane reforms for legal immigration, and a vast majority of Congress supports it. Let's get it done. The bill, among other things, would preserve Biden's expansive catch-and-release network at the border, including a parole pipeline where thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens are released into American communities every day after securing so-called humanitarian parole. The bill authorizes a clarification of how humanitarian parole is used at the land borders, but no changes to the president's ability to bring in vetted, sponsored migrants through the program known as CNHV. Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela parole, Murphy wrote of the bill. Biden's lobbying for the parole pipeline comes just as LAC and Riley, a nursing student at Augusta University, was murdered allegedly by an illegal alien who was released into the United States interior thanks to the parole pipeline put in place by the administration. A White House spokesperson issued a statement offering condolences to Riley's family but failed to mention that the illegal alien suspect was in the United States with the help of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. We would like to extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of LAC and Hope Riley. People should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law if they are found to be guilty. Given this is an active case, we would have to refer you to state law enforcement and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As Breitbart News reported, 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela was arrested and charged last week with kidnapping and murdering Riley while she was out for a morning run around the University of Georgia campus in Athens, Georgia. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials confirmed that Ibarra is an illegal alien who first arrived at the border in September 2022 near El Paso, Texas. He was subsequently released into the U.S. Interior on parole. He remains in Clark County Jail without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.